Hi everyone, and welcome to Inside the Caravan. I'm Andrew, he, him, and this episode is about No Mice, No Meowsters by Trouser Mouse. Apparently, this game is going to be even more fun than a ferret in your pants. Get some cheese, maybe a ferret, and some very baggy pantaloons. As a quick reminder, this podcast is not a long deep dive, unless the game rules themselves are about as long as this podcast, which is about 1,500 words. But more like I grab this thing off a shelf, flick through the pages, form some opinions. Yes, it is another cishet white middle-class man forming opinions about games and putting them on the internet. This one's quite a short game, with a grand total of 8 pages laid out before we hit playbooks and things. So this is another one threatening to come underneath the usual kind of 10 minutes for this episode. So, what is No Mice, No Meowsters? You and your friends are going to be some kind of fuzzy, four-legged animal home occupants about to cause headaches for their two-legged cohabitators. You're probably felines, but you may be rodents. This is a lot more Tom and Jerry than it is Watership Down. You're going to get into some scrapes and hijinks. You're not really going to be in any deadly danger. Maybe you're going to move around making accordion noises and have your midsection squeeze up and down over and over. How does it play? Now, if you've not met the parent system, and No Dice, No Masters, this game has two things that almost everyone who thinks of a TTRPG will be expecting. One, you don't use a randomizer. Two, you don't have someone in control of the story. There's no, like, GM, DM, storyteller, Rudyard Kipling, whatever. You get the idea. No dice, no masters. So, you'll get into the story using prompts to drive through a shared story, and if things get jammed up, you'll massage it into an acceptable shape as a group. If you've spent your RPG life doing that dragon game and I can't believe it's not that dragon game, then this is going to be a complete drop off the cliff into a swirling sea of unknown. If you've ever played theatre sports, then it should be much easier for you. What is the play loop? The drive in this game is basically lumps of cheese, a fish, you get a meta currency token thing. Some things you'll want to do won't cost tokens. Some things you'll want to do will give you tokens. And more of them will cost you tokens. See? Easy. Some don't, some give, some cost. What can your cat, or maybe mouse, do without anything especially happening? Sleep. Yep, you can sleep. Hide under something or on top of something. Stare around, eat, spray on something. Walk about and sleep. Sleep in that spot which is sunny near the window on the floor. You can stretch out nice and long. These are no gain, no loss token actions. If you want to get hunks of stuff to eat or spend or leave laying dead at the front door, then you'll need to screw something up rather than just stare calmly at your hairless cohabitant before pushing that strange ugly thing off the shelves. Panic, accept hairless cohabitant affection. You could run away or just describe something around you and you'll get yourself that sweet, sweet MacGuffin juice. Then you can blow your ill-gotten booty of metacurrency on getting through something tough or doing something naughty. You'll generate the situation you're in either by deliberate choice or just by consulting a bunch of random tables. Well, oh, that's no dice. Hey, I wanted to go outside before you opened the door, but now it's open and I don't want to. Okay. There's tables for what the hairless cohabitants are doing along with and inside your grand palace they think is theirs. There's also tables for what's going on in your own domain, which includes the hairless ones, obviously. From there, you're off on that metacurrency generating and spending pattern to nudge you and your friends along through whatever is going on. At some point, you'll probably all decide to sleep. And that's probably as good a point as any to call it quits for that. You can call that game loop over. That's about as loop as it's going to get. Wake up, do stuff, generate tokens, irritate humans, eat, sleep. Whammo, done. Things that I like. There's no mistaking that this game is meant to be silly. It's probably also meant for people who own cats. I'm told by others what cats is owning like. It sounds like having two small children, but they can get on top of the bookshelves a bit more. Cats can, not children. Except for those kids, right? Everyone knows someone with those kids, right? The ones that seem to be evolution's answer to, what do you mean child-proof? Hold my beer, parents and safety boards of the world. I need to make you a better child. So anyway, The artwork leans into this whole light feel. There's a bunch of stuff to make this easier on people who've never landed in the world of diceless, GMless TTRPG, considering that the main rules end on page 8, and there's playbooks which give prompts and encounters and locations and the like for the remaining 17 pages. You haven't been thrown to the wolves with this. It's just going to be a heck of a switch up from your usual gaming. That could be great for those times when everyone except that person who really needs to be here for this week / month turns up, and you can't do your usual game and don't feel like 3 hours of Settlers of Catan or straining your friendships to breaking point with diplomacy or monopoly. Things I don't love. There's not heaps I don't love about it. I just don't own cats, so a chunk of this is going to go right past me. Other people I know have owned cats, I haven't. It's just how I am. For reading purposes, I would have liked a less cartoony font for the body font. Like, that's it. It's not like a huge headache, really, because it's not like the font is illegible or way super busy. I just would have used something a little bit less cartoony handwriting-y. Meh. There. Nuh. A trivially small nitpick thing the game designer can easily ignore, and it's not really going to matter that much. So, to wrap things up. Do I like it? Yeah, I do. This sort of game is a great gateway for younger people. Don't toss them. I can't believe it's not that dragon game. Get them involved in pretending to be a cat who hates that blue vase on top of the shelf and conspiring with 4 of their other feline friends to end that vase once and for all. Damned blue vase. Would I play it? Yeah, this one feels like in a break from your regularly scheduled program, or we are stuck in the line outside a convention for how long? Or, ugh, what do you mean we are delayed by 3 hours sort of game? Open it up on your devices of choice and have at it. Maybe you'll attract a crowd of others who've not really done that sort of thing before and they might be willing to join in on the silliness. Do I think you should get it? Why the heck not? It's going to completely strain your budget at... pay what you want. Yeah, this is another time you should trade that pastry you were thinking of getting for the train and instead get yourself something that will last a little longer. It's a couple of bucks, people. So, where can you get it? You can get your copy over on itch.io at trouser-mouse.itch.io/no-mice-no-meowsters. Meow for cat, stirs, right? Gangsters, right? Meowsters. For pay what you want. It's 26 pages, right? Like, that's easily worth, like, $2.50 US, right? You've probably blown a lot more cash on something more silly and less long-lasting. So that's it. That's the episode. Another short, sweet, and way off the usual path tabletop role-playing game that you might not expect if you've been sticking to the Dragon game or its rivals. Next time, I'm going to be getting stuck into Last Little Wonders by Arty, which is a game about happiness in bleak situations. If you want to find my own games, you can find them at halflingcaravangames.itch.io, where you could get a Betamax cartridge like Betamax Death or Betamax Theft. The quick starts that I've made for those games, or one of my far less refined and much more janky bits of nonsense, like Assault Heaven, Overthrow God, or Hands of Fate. Have fun gaming, and you know all that, subscribe and pass links of this to your friends stuff, right? The algorithm needs its blood tithes, people.